Okay, Eric Anita, Mayor of Women's Learning Division of Adas Yeshurun, Sunday morning, learning Parshas Vayera. Okay, let's begin. Yud Tes Pasuk Chof Zayin. Okay, Avram Avinu, Zayda Avram Avinu. Oy, Givaldik. Vayashkim Avram Abayk, Avram Avinu got up in the morning. This is after Sodom was destroyed. Avraham Avinu gets up in the morning. Please translate for me in English. What does it say in English? What?
Yeah,
Avraham
Avinu got up early in the morning.
Is that what it says in English?
Arose early.
He arose early in the morning. He arose early in the morning. Okay, please continue now. Turn to page Chof Aleph plus a Yudalit. Chof Aleph Pasuk Yudalid is in the middle of the Maisa with Yishmael and Yitzchak. It says in the Pasuk, Vayashkim Avraham Abayker, when we got up in the morning. What does it say in English?
Rose. Awoke early.
Awoke early. Is that the same thing you said before?
No, last time it was a rose.
I don't mean to ask a steer in our school. Last time it was a rose, this time it's awoke. Is that true? That's what it says here?
What was the last one that we were looking at?
The last one we were looking at was 1927.
That's a rose early. This is awoke.
Woo, wow.
Well, you're translating into English for sure.
Okay, then what does it say in Chof Beis Gimel? Chof Beis Gimel.
Woke up early.
With three different...
It's English. It's not Lashon HaKodesh.
I know. Why did he translate three different... Woke up. One is awoke, one is arose, and one is woke up. Okay, I can't answer all school. Yeah. I have a problem trying to figure out the Chumash.
Could be too.
What's that?
Maybe it's translated by three different people.
Yeah, maybe. Some people, okay. What does it say now in...
It's the same word in Lashon
HaKodesh. Yeah.
Yes. It's
Vayashkim. I know it's the same word in Lashon HaKodesh. Thank you very much. I know that, yes. Thank you. I appreciate you telling me that. What does it say in Chof Pasuk Ches? Chof Pasuk Ches. Vayashkim Avimelech Bavoker. What's the English for that?
Arose early.
Okay, so basically Vayashkim means he got up early, huh? Okay. So now let's go to Bamidbar Bullock. Chof Beis Chof Aleph 22-21 Bullock. Vayakam Bilam Abayker, not Vayashkim. Vayakam. Does he translate Vayakam?
Arose.
Arose. Do we have arose, awoke, arose,
rose up,
and early? And what does Vayakam mean? As he says,
arose.
Okay. What does it say in Parshas Bo? Parshas Bo, Yud Beis Lamed. Vayakam Paro.
Rose up.
I'm glad I didn't look through the English last night. It would have gone out of my mind over here.
English is perfect language.
Vayakam Paro.
Rose up.
Okay, we have four Vayash games and two Vayokums. Well, especially Vayokum Par Belaila, you got up Amish in the middle of the night.
It almost sounds like Vayokum means like they weren't asleep.
Brilliant. Let's leave it for a second. Why doesn't it say Vayokum and he got up early? Vayokum Belaila, Vayokum Par Belaila. Okay, now Rashi says where you are right now in Bo, Yud Beis Lamed. Rashi says one word: Yochum Paro Mimitoso. What do we need that for? What is Rashi telling us?
Where did he get up from?
Where did he get up from? Right. So where was it? Where do you think he got up from?
He got up from his throne.
From his throne.
In the middle of the night.
He's a king.
That's true. He can do whatever he wants.
Exactly.
So the Kotzke Rebbe says that Rashi tells us Mimitoso that Paro was a Russia. He went to bed that night. Bishabina told me in time it's time is going to be wiped out. Every firstborn is going to be killed. Ain't by a saying Shamace, and he goes to sleep. How's he going to sleep? He was a Russia. What do I care? I'm going to go to sleep. He's a melech. Yochum Par Mitoso. Yochum Par Mitoso. Okay, I heard from an Adam Gadol. I'm going to see if we can work this out. I'm not sure yet, okay? Heard from an Adam Gadol. Who asked, Vayashkin Avram Baboker. Now, we spoke in Parshas Bullock several months ago. We contrasted Bullock and Avram and Bilam and Avram, Bilam and Avram on several different levels. He spoke, I think, maybe even two Shurim about it. All the differences between Bilam and Avram and Pirkei Avos, and it was on Monday night here. We were flying here with Bilam and Avram. Now, so this other Gadol, I always wanted to say the pshat following. But Yashkem Avram Baboike means Avram went to sleep. And he got up early. He went to sleep. How could Avram Avinu go to sleep the night before Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that tomorrow go kill your son? I can't be Yashkem Baboike. He got up after a good night's sleep. He got up early. And in fact, it says, Saka, turn back please to Vayera. Rashi says, another short Rashi here. Chof Beis, Pasuk Gimel by the Akedah, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Rashi quotes a Gemara in Psachim. Nizdariz Lemitzah. The Gemara says this is a Makorfa's reason, Magdim and Lemitzah. I don't know why the Gemara opts to wait for the third Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Okay? But it says Nizdariz Lemitzah. So what's the difference between that and Vayokum Bilam? What's in that Vayokum Bilam? So this Adam Gadol says like this. Avram Avinu was told his son's going to be killed tomorrow in the Akedah, the greatest single act in the history of mankind. Avram Avinu went to sleep. How do you go to sleep? You know why? Because by Avram Avinu, what Hashem says to do something, if he tells me tomorrow morning get up and learn Torah, tomorrow morning get up and do Achnasas Arachim, tomorrow morning get up and take a lulav and Esrei, tomorrow morning get up and Shakti Son. And Avraham Avinu is Madrega. It's all a tzivui of the Rabbi Nisholim. What he tells me to do, I do. And therefore I can go to sleep. Vayashkem. Pella. As much as Pella. It's a Pella the Gevurt. But Yashkem, Avram Baboiker, he was able to go to sleep. What's with Bilam? Bilam knew, Hashem said, tomorrow I'm going to tell you what to do. Bilam didn't like what Hashem tells him to do. Vayokum Bilam. Bilam got up. You know what it means? He got up. He didn't sleep. He got up. He wasn't Vayashkem that he woke up. He got up. That's what he wants to tell you. So this person, very chashuv Talmid Chacham, told me this word in the name of the Heintige Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe. So I told him, I said, the Ger Rebbe, the Heintige Ger Rebbe's great, great, great grandfather, if I may be off by one, well, the first Ger Rebbe was the Chedush Yarim. The Chedush Yarim says, in Parshas Bo, Vayakam Mimitaso, is because to show us he was a Rasha. He went to sleep that night. So you tell me Vayakam means he went to sleep, the Chedush Yarim says. So now the Ger Rebbe says Vayakam means that Fakert, he didn't go to sleep, he just got up. That's what it says by Bill. That was a kasha he had. Somebody else wanted a taina that Rashi says Mimitaso. Not like the Kotzke Rebbe or the Chedush Yarim, whatever the first Ger Rebbe or the Rebbe of the first Ger Rebbe. By Yaakov, Paro Mimitaso means he got out of his bed. Why does Rashi say by Yaakov, Paro Mishinaso? He got up from his sleeping. Why does he got up from his bed? Yaakov Paro Mishinaso. He was sleeping. He got up. Answer is that Paro wasn't sleeping. You know why he wasn't sleeping? Very simple reason. Not easy to go to sleep when somebody tells you tomorrow everybody's going to die. It's not easy to go to sleep when someone tells you, Hashem tells you tomorrow I'm going to tell you what to do, and you don't want to do it. You toss and turn all night to try to figure out how am I going to get out of it. Rashi says, B'davka mimitoso v'lat mishinoso, but you tell us that he's not going to go to sleep. What did he go to bed for? Maybe to make it look like he went to bed. I'm a big shot. I'm in control. As far as everybody else is concerned, I go to bed. I toss and turn in the privacy of my bedroom. I'm tossing and turning all night what I should do. I'm not going to let everybody else know I'm not going to sleep. I'm calm. I'm fine. I'm not worried about my Sharbeinu. I'm going to bed. I'm not worried about it because I'm going to bed. Yeah, but in bed, it's my Yoko. There's no sleep. Who sleeps? Avraham Avinu sleeps. When does he sleep? Night before the Akedah. Yorei Shemayim does the Ratzon Hashem. It's a pella. Okay, so go back. All this is very nice. Now let's see. Let's see. I took out the Korkidantia to see how many times it says Vayashkim appears a lot of times, but in this Parsha, four times. So Vayashkim Avraham Baboker is the first time is Yud Tes Chav Zayin. He got up early in the morning. That means he went to sleep. When did Avraham Avinu go to sleep? What happened here? So go back to Pasuk Yud Ches Lamed Gimel. Yud Ches Lamed Gimel. This is the end of the discussion where Avraham Avinu is trying to defend or trying to be a defense attorney for Sadaim. Right? So Lamed Gimel says, Yud Ches Lamed Gimel, right before Shlishi, Vayelach Hashem Kasheh Lil Dabel Avram. Avram Shalom Kaimai. Hashem left, Avram left, I defended them 50, 45, 30, 20, 10, nothing doing, it's over. So, Vayelach Hashem, and Vayelach Avram Shalom Kaimai. Avram went home. He tried. Hashem said no, he went home. The two Malachim went to Stein. They stayed up all night. They couldn't do anything. Sadaim is destroyed. So after Torah, we asked Rabbi Baker. Rabbi got up. He went to sleep. How did he go to sleep? What's the teretz? What's the teretz? How did he go to sleep? What's the teretz?
Hashem, he hit on everything that he could do, and that was
he tried as much as possible.
Beautiful. He did what he was supposed to do. The height we tried as much as possible. Hashem said no. Zokt. Roshach, he sent a message to the disciple. Once they worked together on something to do something to Klal Yisrael, and it didn't go. Didn't go. Roshach worked all his koiches. You know what that means? Roshach worked all his koiches. It didn't go. So the disciple sent a message to Roshach. Yud Ches Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Avram Shavlum Koimai, and Avram went home. What's Dr. Terry Avram went home? What else did he do? He stayed there forever. What did he say he went home? You know what I mean? Shalom Kaimai. Avraham Avinu went back to where he was, not depressed, not despondent, not giving up, fighting a gang in. I tried. Hashem said, no, I tried. I did what I was supposed to do. But Mela, Kum to Tayer and Zuck Bayash came. He talking went to sleep. I mean, we're talking about milas that are so beyond the ionosphere, and so they're talking about light years away in the millions and trillions and quintillions over here. But Avraham Avinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. What can I do? Then, had this Chof Aleph Yud Aleph. Chof Aleph Yud Aleph. But Yera Adolam Yoy Bene Avram. Avram is very upset when he hears the news about Yishmael. Alaydis Benoy. And his son is telling him, send them away. Sora says, send them away. Why? She's greater in the Vua than you are, right? Shema Bekola, right? Shema Bekola. Rashi says, Lamadu Shayabrom, Tophel, Sora Benavias. Shema Bekola. So Avraham Avinu has a son that he sends away. He went to bed. He got up the next morning to send his son away. Why did he send the son away? Why did he send the son away? Because that's what he was supposed to do. So you know what he did? He went to bed. Hashem said to listen to Sarah. And Sarah said to send him away. Do you know that the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu, several years later, said to Sarah, he wants to go find Yishmael. Mm-hmm. And Sarah said, okay. So Medrash brought down, go find him, you can go find him, but don't get off the camel. Don't get off the camel, says in the Medrash. Avraham Avinu went to find him. He didn't get off the camel, he only found his wife. He left him a message. He should divorce his wife. Then he came back a second time. A whole Meister. Avraham Avinu, the greatest Baal Ches in the history of the world, sent his son away. But Yashkim, he went to sleep. Then he gets a son, Yitzchak. And Hashem says, Shechtim. And Avraham Avinu goes to sleep. One parsha, three times, by Yashkem Avraham Babaiker. Once against his will, against his ruts, and Hashem says, I'm going to destroy this slain. Case is over, he goes to sleep. One is, send your son away. Send your son away. He goes to sleep. One is, Shech your son. He goes to sleep. It's a fish pellet. It's an absolute pellet. Bilam! Hashem says, listen to me tomorrow. He can't go to sleep. Paro! He can't go to sleep. Of course he can't go to sleep. When you feel you're not in control of what you want to do, you twist and turn all night to get in control. I'm asking everybody permission. You twist and turn to get in control. He had no control. He couldn't sleep. By Yochum.
But Avraham was a tremendous Baal Amunah.
That's right.
And he knew that whatever Hashem decided,
that's right,
that's what it should be.
And that's why he can go to sleep. Exactly. Exactly the word. Exactly the word. Now, one problem. What do you do with this pasuk? Chof pasuk ches. Vayashkem Avimelech Vavoyke. What is this about? Vayashkem Avimelech Vavoyke. Avimelech now. You know what? I believe Avimelech had some Yerushalayim. Melech had some Yerushalayim. Not Bilam. Melech had some Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in a dream in the middle of the night. Twice he had a discussion with him. Well, the night he said, send Sarah away. He went back to bed. He was maskim. Hashem told him, send Sarah away. He went back to bed. It's not the Nisayin of Avraham Avinu with Sadoim. It's not the Nisayin of Avraham Avinu with Yishmael. It's not the Nisayin of Avraham Avinu with Yitzchak. But he could live with what Hashem said. By Yashkim, he went to bed. Paro! Paro couldn't go to bed. Bilam couldn't go to bed. I don't know, Rabbi Yisai. I'm thinking that the Torah is telling us a lesson here. You know, about sleep. Obviously, sleep is the term that is used to show us the lesson about Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim is that Yerushalayim is, do I do Hashem's Ratzon? To do Hashem's Ratzon. And if a person's really holding on that Madrega to do Hashem's Ratzon, then the person goes to sleep. Somebody asked Rabbi Avigdor Miller, today Mashiach is coming, what will you do for your schedule? He says, I keep the exact same schedule. I would learn in the morning, go to sleep in the afternoon, and wake up and learn again. Somebody came to the Brisker Rav. Every night the Brisker Rav went for a walk. For health reasons. See, in Kippur night, the person didn't show up. So the Brisker Rav said, where were you? He said, it was Yom Kippur. He says, if I have to take a walk, then I have to take a walk every night, including Yom Kippur. And if I don't walk on Yom Kippur, then I shouldn't walk any night. What's Yom Kippur? Kippur is a good day, right? Unbelievable day in Kippur. I got to take care of my health? Yeah, what's my health say? I got to walk, so I got to walk in Yom Kippur also. You got to avoid. A person who is an Eved Hashem is an Eved Hashem. Other people are three-day-year Jews. We think three-day-year Jews are the Jews in the suburbs who don't go to shul the whole year, Rahman al-San. We call them three-day-year Jews. We're also three-day-year Jews. 3 days a year we're scared of Hashem. 3 days a year we are. Today I'm not talking any Lashon Hara. What's yesterday? Okay, yesterday was Erev Yom Kippur. Is it a mile if I stay tzach? It's a mile. I'm being a little facetious here. Is it a mile if I stay? It's a mile. But you get to the Brisker Rav's level, do I have to walk every day? Why? Doctor said so, right? Okay, so that's it. So I have to walk in Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur? Yeah, Yom Kippur. Why, Yom Kippur is not supposed to serve Hashem. Yom Kippur, there's no mitzvah in the Shemarta, why does Hashem say him? Whole kinds of tumult, should I fast? Good, he got somebody, I don't know what he did, I'm assuming he fasted. But he had to do his daily, they used to call it my great-grandfather, Michelle, remember this word? One of his daily constitutional. Constitutional, it's an old word, you never heard of it. An old word. Constitutional. Okay. Constitutional. That's your gezunt. But after start. Okay, so Rabbi Isai. So the bottom line is, the Torah is not talking about sleep. But the Torah is not talking about sleep. The Torah is talking about the level of Emunah and Bitochen and Yirah Shamayim. If a person is a Maimon, he goes to sleep. If a person is Yirah Shamayim, he goes to sleep. Fashetach after all the Yishtadlus. Okay, and now let's conclude. The old kasha. Somebody asked me yesterday, "How come Avraham Avinu?" This is. I don't like this kasha. This kasha really comes from the anti-Torah movement. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham Avinu and he defended Stoyim and he didn't defend Yitzchak? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to destroy Stoyim. Avraham Avinu has this incredible discussion. We spoke about it once. Rashi says the word he's going to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mulchama even. And by Yitzchak is, what's the answer? The answer is, Rabbi, I think a very simple answer which connects everything we're saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, I'm going to destroy Sidoyim because they're bad, they're going to be punished. Punishment? I'm a defense attorney. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, go kill Yitzchak as a demonstration of a Nisayan in your Yirah Shemayim. Sorry, God, I don't want to demonstrate my Yirah Shemayim. I don't want to do that. That's good for the Nisayan. I think the people who bring up the kasha is because they're not appreciating and understanding what Avraham Avinu's entire life was. His entire life was to try to do the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem said, I want to kill Sodom. So Avraham Avinu knew the Ratzon Hashem is to be a Baal Chesed and to defend Sodom even though they were Rishon. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I got to sleep. Anybody who listened to this tape, you're going to say, wow, weird saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I got to sleep. Anyway. Got to listen to the beginning of the shiur. Okay, listen. And then Avraham Avinu says, go kill Yitzchak. What does Avraham Avinu do? Go to sleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go kill Yitzchak. What does Avraham Avinu do? Go to sleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, I'm punishing Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, I'm punishing you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to go kill Yitzchak. It's fakir from everything I ever told you. Let's see if you can do it without asking me a question. That proof is granted to Sohim. Was it Chas to show them he didn't care about Yitzchak Shtusim Bavol? Avraham Avinu was the kindest, most sensitive human being in the world. Avraham Avinu, the Zayda Klal Yisrael. Not a word about his son, and he has this incredible discussion which borders on the chesed and what the way he spoke to Kadosh Baruch. Could you tell me you're going to destroy them? I want to defend them. Ask me for an assayin. I go to bed. A minute. So I wanted to say to everybody, thank you very much. Life is I don't want to say it in this way, but let's say it in this way anyways. The test of life is that you go to sleep.
Oh boy.
You go to sleep. You go to sleep. Were you able to go to sleep based on what Hashem said? You able to go to sleep and go right to wake up next morning to do your avodas Hashem? Or did you plot all night to try to figure out what am I going to do with the psak from Hashem? Not when it comes to defending other people. Then it's easy for us to go to sleep. Don't we go to sleep? Down for other people, too tight. For ourselves, are we in the mode of acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the litmus test? Litmus test is, are we able to go to sleep? We should be zecher by say to go to sleep. We should be zecher. Zecher atzlocha rabbi. Call to.